The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Earlier this month, Gabor George Burt, author and lecturer, was in the Des Moines Metro to speak at CI Week 2018. Gabor, born in Budapest and educated in the United States and France in psychology with an MBA, came to speak on creating an experience that will keep consumers continually infatuated with your brand and how they will turn that infatuation into becoming your brand warrior. Gabor has gained international recognition in the management world as a pioneer in the strategic perspective of defying conventional wisdom, as well as being a leading expert on blue ocean strategy. His book, Slingshot, is about how you can reimagine your business and your life and reconnect with your natural creativity to achieve success. Here is our conversation. Gabor, corporations, companies, do they know that consumers are not satisfied, and do they care?
It's a great question. The whole point of satisfaction really misses the point, because satisfaction is an emotion that means I got what I expected, no better, no worse. And so if companies are focused on just satisfying their target audiences, they're missing out on this wonderful space that's beyond satisfaction. And most of the really forward-thinking and successful and disruptive companies understand that there are deeper emotions. And those deeper emotions include delighting customers, enchanting them, charming them, surprising them, thrilling them, and my favorite, infatuating them. So that's one of the things that I would point out, is that satisfaction is no longer enough. It's not going to get your audiences to emotionally connect with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to get them to share their and profess their affection for you on social media. You have to go beyond. But the second point is that there is no such a thing, in my view, as a satisfied customer, because the customers always want what they don't have. So there's a brief time while they are content, or they think that they have...
So it's fleeting.
Absolutely. And this is one of the reasons I love the word infatuation,
mm-hmm.
because it implies a deeper connection and a transient one. And I think that companies that understand that, both the cyclicality and the depth that the word infatuation means, really are the ones that are driving and creating new market spaces.
When we talk about infatuation and consumers, do they articulate that to companies? Do they experience this and then breathe that back into the corporation?
I think they do. And one just a very simple illustration is that when you take some of the greatest musical artists ever, such as Michael Jackson, the Beatles, and Madonna, the average length of time that their songs were at the number one position on the charts, in each of the three cases, is less than 3 weeks. Okay, and I think it's a perfectly telling example, because what happens? Do their talent no longer appeal to us after 3 weeks? Do their songs all of a sudden appear less fun and less creative? No, it has to do with this idea that when we're attracted and really charged up and we have to listen to this song and we have to buy it, it is fleeting. And after 3 weeks, we're ready for a new experience. We're ready for a new song to capture our imagination and our affection. So in that sense, absolutely, customers do show and signal their affection and this cyclicality. And moreover, they're showing this through social media, because you can actually measure and capture the extent that your brand, your innovation, your company is being talked about. And you can see how that starts to fade after a while, the further it is removed from a really infatuating experience.
Most businesses are so busy in the business of business, creating self-weasel-winding torque inducers and selling those, however they happen to do that oftentimes you'll hear business and corporations say, you know, I really don't have time
to do this. But are they doing it at their own peril, not taking the time to think?
Yeah, absolutely. That's that to me is a central fallacy and misguided leadership trait, is to say that we are so busy doing what we're doing, we can't take the time to actually understand why we're doing it. Because the why is we want to maximize people's joy, delight, happiness, and minimize the friction and the discomfort and disconnect in their lives. And if we don't continuously understand and build on that and transform our business to be about that, then we can be busy, but we will not stay relevant. And then a great example is, you know, Amazon. Amazon is built all around continuously seeking and removing customer pain points wherever that is. And that has taken them across industry boundaries, that has allowed them to create all new kinds of marketplaces.
When you talk about continually improving or bringing new things, you mentioned in your presentation Apple. There's been 11 Apple iPhones. And so they've recognized the fact that there's a cyclic love going on here.
Yes, absolutely.
Talk to us a little bit about pain points, Gabor. You were talking about how individual corporations have recognized pain points, things that are disruptive to their customers or to their business, more importantly. We're going to talk about hotels in just a moment. I think it's fascinating. Where their pain point was laundry and the costs associated with laundry. And all of those things, manpower and soap and machines and all the things that go into doing a hotel laundry. What did they do to reduce their pain point and get individuals on board?
Right, and that is one of the kind of really exciting applications of this concept of talking about pain points, because you can not only just look at what bothers customers or your target audience and look to transform those pain points into points of delight, but also ask, what are the key pain points for me as the company, as the supplier of goods or services? What if I could remove, would I really benefit from the most? And so in the case of hotels, it's very interesting when you look at the phenomena of the signs that are now omnipresent in every hotel around the world on the bathroom door handle, which says, you know, we love the environment, we care about the environment. Usually there's a picture of some endangered species. Don't you want to help? And in essence, what the hotels did is that they recognized that cleaning or doing laundry is one of their greatest expenses, and that they can remove and reduce this pain point by repackaging it in a way that that they make customers, hotel visitors, feel good about themselves by, in a sense, helping to save the environment, in the process depriving themselves of the pampering that they paid for. So it's a very interesting application of this concept of removing your own pain points by turning it into and repackaging it into something that the customer actually sees as a value-added proposition.
We're visiting with Gabor George Burt. He's the author of Slingshot and an individual who is forward-thinking in so many aspects. You mentioned Amazon just a bit ago and how keyed in to their consumers and fixing issues they really are. Jeff Bezos is all about that. Just last week, as a matter of fact, we had a story about they're wanting to get into the checking account business. And 2 weeks ago, it was the healthcare business. And so they're taking a look at pain points that consumers have and then trying to fix it.
Yes.
Tell us that story.
Well, Amazon is the primary example of this whole perspective and philosophy, because if you asked what business is Amazon in, you couldn't really answer it, or certainly not in a traditional way. The book that was written about Jeff Bezos and Amazon, the title of it is The Everything Store, so maybe that's the best way you could nail it down. But what their answer is that we are in the business of doing whatever it takes to supply customers with services and offerings that we think they want, which we think will remove some friction from their lives. And if you look at their progression, how they seamlessly went from being just a company that was selling secondhand goods to now selling new products, so that's a barrier that they went across. Then from being just a service company to being a manufacturing company when they introduced their Kindle readers, to being a B2C, now a B2B company with all their data warehousing services and cloud computing services. And their latest barrier was to cross from being a durable goods distributor to being a perishable goods distributor as well, fresh foods around their locations. And of course, Jeff Bezos, they're experimenting with using drones to deliver packages, so that the pain point of waiting almost any time before you order and you get something delivered is reduced. So it's just a fascinating a company to watch, because it's this concept really on steroids. It's how do you get an entire organization fixated on removing friction.
And you indicated that Jeff Bezos has a public email.
Yes, as far as I know,
unless
that has changed, absolutely, because he welcomes public comments and knows the importance of that's what drives the company forward. And if you are not close to customers, if you don't listen to what they're saying, then how can you possibly know which direction to lead a company?
Yeah, I think it was a fabulous story about how he then forwards those emails on to individuals with two words: fix it.
That's right.
And that is really the essence of all of this, isn't it? If a corporation or a small business person is aware of the pain points that his or her company is causing by taking the time to ask the questions and being not only listening but also intuitive to those things, and then go about fixing them, that's where infatuation comes in.
Yes, and you know that I actually take it to another level to say, don't just fix it, transform it.
Improve it, right? Transform,
meaning to take whatever bothered your customer the most and now make that, or the way that you transformed it, the very reason that they like you or attracted to you. So one example of that is the square watermelon from Japan, which is a real thing. And the story is, very quickly, is that Japan is a very populous island, so there's a scarcity of space. So even though watermelon is a delicious fruit, it's very awkward to store and to carry. So a while ago, some farmers asked the what-if question. And that what-if question is, what if we could make them square? Wouldn't that be so much easier to store and to carry? And most people predictably dismissed the idea, saying, no, you can't do that. It's never been done. But a few ambitious farmers persevered and found out that it was deceptively simple. All they had to do is put a watermelon seed in soil that was surrounded or put inside a square-shaped cardboard box, and the watermelon would grow up adopting the shape of that box. So they brought it on the market, and now they're selling it at a premium price, and it's incredibly well received. So the point is, they took the thing that bothered customers the most, which was the shape of the awkward shape of the watermelon, became now the very reason that they buy the watermelon at a premium price, which was its very attractive and convenient shape.
And imagine the shipping issues and packaging issues and display issues. All of those are gone.
Yes.
Interesting story. His name is Gabor George Burt. Thank you very much for spending some time with
us. Thank you, Michael. It was a pleasure.
Once again, Gabor George Burt. If you missed any or all of this conversation, you can find it on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, or on TuneIn Radio. And we'll have links to Slingshot and Gabor in the radio blog. To find us, just Google Insight on Business, the News Hour. We'll be right there. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll check the numbers from Wall Street and what the heck happened today in the markets. That's next here on the Business News Hour.
You think you've lost your love?